I wish you could see these.
I imagine the apiarist, confused, angry, and finally afraid. This is a poem about, I guess, about colony collapse disorder. Nobody seems to be worried about it anymore for some reason. I imagine the apiarist, confused, angry, and finally afraid. Sometimes it's like Robert Mitchum is after me. Not to murder me for the money my felonious father has hidden, but to force me to tattoo my knuckles. Made notation, looked up Bible verse, book, velvet, whatever, chapter, never mind. Tonight, go to sleep thinking of invisible particles of gravity bending light. An urban crop circle. If I pulled the trigger, a painting of the visitors with a herd of buffalo as diorama at the Natural History Museum, through it stampeding. What if I just aimed and here comes chronal dissociation caused by looking at the string of Christmas lights hanging between my building and the one across the street. You know, the octagon. Squid thoughts aren't as impressive on the deck of the boat as they are underwater. When next I see you, I will wrap my arms around you. Tomorrow, I mail Chris a packet of Viewmaster discs that feature atomic explosions, a CD of Bollywood music, and a nameless movie I can't remember. The place where you place your intentions. Map them like 19th century naturalists mapping the plan of the Bayonne in Angkor Wat. Never mind this Cambodia in your head, where all of your old thoughts have stepped upon mines and are gone, blown to bits, or at least missing an arm or leg or toe. No thought here is older than just a moment ago. All the old yodelers in my head belong to the Swiss Transylvania Mafia, Occam's Razor, Tungusta, Morning Glory Clouds, architectonic altered presences of time continuous present decoctions. Commute photo. Tommy got, and like the gas chamber, a real fun god. Let's split, but don't follow too close. Those epic shoes. I wonder why there isn't anything left except for another break and an enormous sun. This motiveless matriculation into perspective, that which recedes, what is the matter, but all matter of a different kind on these rain-slit streets, this Christmas canyon of light. A great globe. Bacon, Francis Bacon. Street mouth opening to eat construction. Build me into a box as a box. Teleport me from this rolling flock of common steel to the cosmic ladder that leads to the grinding machine. Handheld jack. Hammer held to caterpillar tread, a gracious Godzilla, there, orange, there, pylon, there, a city, a pile of rubble. Commute photo. Bent over steel, I become a piece of light, so small that I pass through all matter. This is what the dead become, or at least that's a theory of the curve. Ghost particles colliding with people particles. The desperate dead chewing on physics. Tiny children march down the streets after dark. Song. And if ever you loved me, you'd stop wearing that headband. Yes. go listen to the whales at the pier. Enjoying a petrochemical sunrise, squirrels gallop across the street via utility pole wire. Squirrel highway. The falling morning glories you collected, then sent. It would have been a moment if it weren't for a certain lack of taxi panache. Commute photo. I gotta come up with better titles for this. Blue skies for the first time in years and Jim Carrey. Yes, Man. I don't know if y'all saw that movie. Blue skies for the first time in years and Jim Carrey. Yes, Man. One word can change everything. Well, yeah, that's true. Leonardo drew grotesques to further define the contrast with beauty. CF, see-through steeple, comma, plane in the sky. So much for the good luck t-shirt. Truck and a duck in that order. This has two friends. The first is from the faculties of man have begun to dwindle for want of scope. John Cleves Sims. And he turned a dam, Alakazam, into a dame. It's from the Silent Esau song. And this poem mentions Popcorn. Popcorn Sutton was the last of the mountain moonshiners in Western North Carolina who last year was arrested for the 10th time, I don't know, but it was his third strike under the federal system. So go ahead, he's 60, or he was 65 or 70 years old. So rather than go to prison for the rest of his life, he ended up taking his own. It was really sad story. There's a documentary about him and everything. Safe passage, Popcorn. You were the silent E of spirits. This is my song for the astronaut bootlegger. An afternoon nap without dreams. Orange shut, cruise ship outside. The silhouettes of people on the deck. Circus trees and unpronounceable names. Un film dead. The trees go on. The countryside, etc. The untried world, its concentric spheres. Commute photo bridge. It's an epigraph. And then prodigious step. I was reading this on the bus today and I realized that this is the Manhattan Bridge's Facebook poll. If the Manhattan Bridge had a Facebook poll. Because you'll hear it. The bridge watches over the giant inflatable Easter bunny and the giant inflatable Easter duck as they genuflect in the wind and the fading light. Is trying to determine the probable dimension. Here's the hollow hoof of Sunday heels on the sidewalk. Is thinking wistfully about the days of landlines and novelty answering machine messages. Remembers the day Betty Page died. As usual, meets the scuttled yawn. Is the passenger.